Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Kiefer Mitchell of the really very famous Mitchell family in Baltimore, now a member of the House of Delegates. We wanted to talk to you a little bit in this period when we're thinking about Black history in our country and the March on Washington. I just wanted to see what your thinking is about where we are politically in this country as compared to where we were in 1963.
We've come a long, long way. You know, it's just amazing that within the 50 years, you know, we have an African-American president. We have an African-American running for governor next year. We had a African-American in Maryland who was the chief judge of the Court of Appeals, who was one of those civil rights leaders that was protesting at the sit-ins and charged, and his case goes to the Supreme Court, Bell versus Maryland, and now he's just retiring as the chief judge of the Maryland Court of Appeals. Post-Voting Rights Act of 65, you start to see a wave of African Americans starting to run for elected office and start to get elected, not just to our local councils and legislatures, but to Congress. And you go back into the 70s when my Uncle Perrin was elected to the Congress. You know, he was one of the original members of the of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Yes, and I remember him saying, when you get on the civil rights train, you're always on it.
You're always on it. And my Uncle Perrin always also had a saying that you have to be vigilant, because he predicted that there will be a time where there will be attempts to roll back some of these civil rights legislations, and that he was, you know, given many African-American elected officials and policymakers to say, be vigilant and be aware that this will happen and don't let it happen. Don't give them any inch to roll back the laws. And unfortunately, you're starting to see that happen.
What do you see in the way of initiatives that are being made by this new cadre of Black representatives and senators?
It's not necessarily it's just the initiatives, but I'm seeing that, you know, what's really remarkable is that there's a cross-racial appeal. You know, voters are not looking at, you know, skin color. They're looking at what are the policies that these candidates are proposing. That's truly amazing. Yeah, look at Baltimore City. You know, now, you know, Governor O'Malley, when he first ran for mayor, won every single white precinct and some Black precincts. Prior to that, you saw Black precincts only voting for Black candidates, and then you saw white precincts only voting for white candidates.
Except in the case of William Donald Schaefer.
You know, you look at the legislative districts and you look at the city council districts, how they've crossed, you know, racial lines where you have an African-American majority city council.
When you're talking about crossing these lines, I mean, people have been suggesting that you might be a running mate for Doug Gansler.
Yeah, those are suggestions. As I've told people, you know, Doug Gansler and I go back almost 15 years when he was the state's attorney, and I've always been friends. When I ran for mayor in 2007, he was the only one that stood on stage with me when I announced my candidacy for mayor. So I still believe that loyalty is a virtue in politics. But in terms of any talk of any second slot or anything like that, you know, it's premature.
Thanks a lot for coming.
Absolutely.
For Kiefer Mitchell, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.